Michelle Althea Francois.
I'm Althea Francois, program coordinator at Southern Center for Human Rights, coordinating committee member of People's Hurricane Relief Coalition, and a screaming mother. My daughter was arrested just prior to Katrina entering the Gulf. She lived in my home, our family home, with her two children. My older daughter and I returned to New Orleans to pay Rachel's bond, and when we arrived on that Friday, we learned that the hurricane was in the Gulf. We worked all day securing her children and learning how to get her bond paid. By Saturday morning, we realized the need to leave the city and reckon with the fact that she could not be bailed out because all of the bail bonding companies were closed. They were locked up and probably doing what we were doing at the same time. The hurricane comes and goes. Water comes and stays. Rachel is still locked up in Concetta. Is she safe? Is she even alive? Do they have food or water? Is she dry? Was she evacuated? How? Where to? 2 weeks pass. I am frantic. I'm becoming ill. I must continue to tell her 8-year-old daughter and her 4-year-old son that their mother is safe and will find her. I finally learned through constantly asking anybody and anyone through someone's aunt who was employed for the OPP that the women were moved to Angola. My heart sinks. I've worked for over 30 years, off and on and constantly for the last 6 years, advocating for prisoners and their families in Louisiana and throughout the South. I immediately contact Angola about the conditions under which she's being held and the procedures to pay her bond and secure her release. I've talked to everyone at Angola, from doctors to mental health directors to the OPP colonel who's been placed there to facilitate the release of Orleans Parish prisoners. I've talked to the Attorney General's office, the DA's office that's set up somewhere, I don't know. I was allowed to even pay her bond over 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, and she's still in Camp F. I was being sent from one agency, since paying her bond, I've been sent from one agency to another. And no one can help with the information needed for her release. I know that under normal circumstances, once her bond was paid, she would have walked out. It's been over a month and a half, and she's very ill, sleeping on a floor in Camp F. The truly outrageous thing is that professionally and throughout my life, I've advocated for prisoners. And it's just heartbreaking to think that me, with my experience, I have not been able to secure the release of my own daughter, Rachel. And there's so many, there's thousands of other people being held, I know illegally, who have no one out here, whose family members may not even know where they are right now, let alone to go through, you know, trying to traverse this system, a non-system that's in place, you know, to secure the rightful release of their loved ones. So I'm screaming. I've been screaming everywhere I go, and I'm going to continue to scream until Rachel walks out of there and all the other prisoners who deserve release are out.